Chapter 33. Salvage.
"We're in luck," Torrin Fletcher reported. "We certainly need it. Go on."
"The charge was set to damage the fusion generator and thrusters beyond repair, and it did just that. I could fix them if we were back on Deimos, but not here. Then the shock ruptured the first and second tanks, so we lost 30K of propellant, but the cutoff valves in the pipeline did just what they were supposed to do, so the rest of the hydrogen is intact."
For the first time in hours, Robert Singh dared to hope. But there were still many problems to be solved, and an enormous amount of work to be done. Goliath had to be jockeyed into position against Kali, and some kind of scaffolding built around it to transmit the thrust to the asteroid. Fletcher had already programmed his construction robots to tackle this task using suitable spars and girders from the shattered Atlas.
"Craziest job I've ever done," he said. "I wonder what the old-timers at Kennedy would have thought if they saw a gantry holding a spaceship upside down."
"How can you tell with Goliath?"
was Sir Colin Draker's rather unkind retort.
"I've never been sure which end is which. You could see whether a 20th century rocket was coming or going just by looking at it. Not anymore."
However bizarre the result may have looked to anyone except an astronautical engineer, Torrin Fletcher was justly proud of his achievement. Even in a gravitational field as weak as Kali's, the task had been barely possible. It was true that a 10,000-ton propellant tank weighed less than 1 ton here and could be slowly lifted into place with a ridiculously small block and tackle. But once such large masses were set moving, they were potentially deadly to creatures whose muscles and instincts had evolved in a totally different environment. It was hard to believe that a slowly drifting object could be completely unstoppable and capable of converting into a pancake anyone who could not avoid it in time. Thanks to a combination of skill and good luck, there were no serious accidents. Every move was carefully rehearsed in a virtual reality simulation to avoid unexpected surprises, until at last Fletcher announced, "We're ready to go." Inevitably, there was a feeling of déjà vu as the second countdown proceeded. And this time there was also a sense of danger. If anything went wrong, they would not be at a safe distance from the accident. They would be part of it, though they would probably never know. It had been weeks since Goliath had been really alive, and those aboard had felt the characteristic vibration of the plasma drive under full thrust. Slight and far off though it seemed, there was no way of ignoring it, especially when at regular intervals it hit some resonant frequency of Goliath's structure and the whole ship gave a brief shudder. The accelerometer reading slowly climbed from zero to just over 1 microgravity as thrust built up to maximum safe value. Kali's billion tons were being gently perturbed. Every day its velocity would be changed by almost 1 meter per second, and it would be deflected from its original path by 40 kilometers. Trivial amounts as cosmic velocities and distances went, but enough to make the difference between life and death for millions on the far-off planet Earth. Unfortunately, Goliath could operate its drive for only 30 minutes of Kali's brief under-4-hour day. Longer than that, and the asteroid's spin would start to neutralize what had been achieved. It was a maddening limitation, but there was nothing that could be done about it. Captain Singh waited for the first period of thrusting to end before he sent the message that the world was waiting for. "Goliath reporting, we have successfully started the perturbation maneuver. All systems are functioning normally. Good night." And then he turned the ship over to David, and had his first good sleep since Atlas had been lost. Presently he dreamed that another day had started on Kali and that Goliath's drive was operating exactly as planned. He woke up, discovered it was not a dream, and promptly went back to sleep again.